Now let's hear the story of Bill, who hates being stuck in traffic. Bill hates being stuck in traffic, especially when commuting to and from work. He thinks that one way to reduce traffic is to share a car with someone else, since that would mean fewer cars on the road. Carpooling first started a few decades ago, but many people resisted it, mostly because they liked their privacy while driving. Some people might also have been concerned about how safe it would be if they traveled in cars driven by strangers. In some cities, there are special carpooling lanes on the highway. Only cars with two, three, or more people can drive in those lanes. Carpooling can help you get to work faster. However, it does require people to change some of their habits. Over the past few years, carpooling has grown because the traffic has just kept on getting worse. Carpooling can save commuters time and money, but perhaps even more important, it is good for the environment. Now let's hear Bill tell this same story. I used to hate being stuck in traffic, especially when commuting to and from work. I thought that one way to reduce traffic was to share a car with someone else, since that would mean fewer cars on the road. Carpooling had first started a few decades previously, but many people had resisted it, mostly because they liked their privacy while driving. I was also a bit concerned about how safe it would be if I traveled in cars driven by strangers. In some cities, there were already special carpooling lanes on the highway. Only cars with two, three, or more people could drive in those lanes. I like this trend. Carpooling helps me get to work faster, but it did require me to change some habits. Over the past few years, carpooling has grown because the traffic has just kept on getting worse. Carpooling has saved commuters like me time and money, but perhaps even more important, it has been good for the environment. Now here are some questions. You can answer the questions or simply wait to hear the answers. Bill hates being stuck in traffic, especially when commuting to and from work. When does Bill especially hate traffic? He especially hates traffic when commuting to and from work. He thinks that one way to reduce traffic is to share a car with someone else. What is one way Bill thinks will reduce traffic? He thinks that one way to reduce traffic is to share a car with someone else. Sharing a car with someone else would mean fewer cars on the road. Would sharing a car with someone else mean more or fewer cars on the road? Sharing a car with someone else would mean fewer cars on the road. Carpooling had first started a few decades previously. Did carpooling start last year? No. Carpooling had first started a few decades previously. I was also a bit concerned about how safe it would be if I traveled in cars driven by strangers. How did I feel about traveling in cars driven by strangers? I was a bit concerned about traveling in cars driven by strangers. In some cities, there were already special carpooling lanes on the highway. What did some cities already have? Some cities already had special carpooling lanes on the highway. Only cars with two, three, or more people could drive in those lanes. How many people must cars that drive in these lanes have? Cars that drive in these lanes must have two, three, or more people. Over the past few years, carpooling has grown because the traffic has just kept on getting worse. Why has carpooling grown over the past few years? It's grown because the traffic has just kept on getting worse.